And when it came time to take the certification, Smarty decided she was going to prove to everyone just how smart she was by not using any of her job aids or resources to answer the questions. Well, that day, Smarty, one of my smartest students, outsmarted herself and didn't pass the certification because she didn't use her resources to validate her answers. Then, there was Tricky. Tricky was sus about everything. He'd look at a question on the test and the question would say something simple like, "Is a child under the age of 22 eligible for the program?" And Tricky would say, "What is eligible? And are you eligible if you're 3 feet high and rising? And if you take that deeper and go to the left?" He always read too much into the questions, would add extra things that weren't there, and would rarely just tackle what he saw. And needless to say, he tricked himself out of passing the certification because he wouldn't just take things straight on. Now, all of these students could have passed the certification easily, just like you're about to. But hear the warning, and hear my encouragement to you. First, take your time. You've got 75 minutes, and you can go through each individual question with some time to look up the resource or to pull up the customer service system to help you to understand what the answer would be. Don't rush. You've got some time. Number two, you might be the smartest person in the class, but one of the best practices you can undertake is checking your answers and validating them with a job aid or, again, using the customer service system or Genesis. Use your resources. They are critical to do your job on the floor, and they'll help you through the certification. Don't be suspect about every question. There's no trick questions in the certification, but there are questions that you have to pay attention to what's there. So read the questions right there and don't add anything to it and don't take anything from it. And finally, don't fear the certification. You've got this. Trust your training, trust your resources and your use of the customer service system. Don't get anxious. Don't get overly nervous. Just stay focused, stay calm and cool, and go through each individual questions.